This is the National Daily. Welcome to September 3rd, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate Good Natured Country Fair and a game with a checkered past. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
We all know that random nicknames have a way of sticking with us. Take the name Welsh Rarebit, for example. This basic dish of toasted bread with cheese sauce contains no actual rabbit and was originally called Caws Pobi, or toasted cheese, in 16th century Wales. The countrymen loved it so much that a joke sprang up at the time. It was said that God asked St. Peter to get rid of the Welsh from heaven as they were causing too much ruckus. St. Peter stepped outside and yelled, "Caws Pobi," and the Welshmen all came out at once. The English dubbed it Welsh Rarebit towards the end of the 18th century as a nod to poor man's rabbit. On National Welsh Rarebit Day, try a bite of something classically delicious and raise a pint to the Welsh, who don't mind a bit of ribbing.
In the 1830s and 40s, officials in Connecticut passed a law to ban bowling. Apparently, the excessive gambling associated with the sport made it a threat to public welfare. Bowling at the time consisted of 9 pins, which is what the state outlawed. As a way to get around this, bowlers added an extra pin, creating the 10-pin game we know today. This new version of the game caught on in New England, though it took a few innovations before bowling caught on with the rest of the country. First, the material used for bowling balls was changed from wood to rubber. Then in the 1950s, the automatic pin setter changed the game forever. Whether you can bowl a perfect game or you need to use bumpers, like me, get out today and roll on U.S. Bowling League Day.
You don't use the bumpers.
You know, I was thinking, you know, because of the threat to public welfare, I thought they were throwing pins at each other.
Oh.
That's just crazy that it was gambling.
Maybe in North Dakota. If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.